T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Continue Hurdle and Savage with you. Mariah Lazo is laying it down today. Rolling through this Thursday and just hoping that we can just get through this incredibly rain-soaked stage.
Yeah.
that so many people are dealing with. Just be safe out there. I'm not going to bore you with going into moving water and things of that nature. Use your common sense out there and just be safe. We want everybody to be around when we get to the dry spot, which is coming here sometime soon, we hope. But boy, the next few days, Paul, look like just more of the same, maybe after a little bit of a respite for a while yesterday, now right back at it again. Mm-hmm. Is it raining out now?
Not now, but we're supposed to get it by the time this show is over. I mean, the potential that it'll happen before this show is over. And then again, more this afternoon and more this evening and into tomorrow as well, Bruce. It's a tough situation. Just be safe. The old line, don't drive through moving water, I think might be apropos for the next couple of days.
Yeah, sounds good. Paul, how much of a distraction is the Tyreek Hill thing right now in the Kansas City Chiefs camp? I mean, the fact that he's not at OTAs probably isn't that big a deal. Guys miss OTAs. It's the Chiefs have had guys miss OTAs in the past. And maybe in an NFL, and I maintain that in an NFL locker room, these are not the types of distractions that move a team, because guys are pros that are so busy trying to just make a team, make a living. Now, in the fall or in the summer, maybe this changes a little bit. But how much do you think the whole Tyreek Hill thing hanging over this team is moving the needle at all?
Not at all. And as a matter of fact, I don't think it is an effect at all. Partly because, remember, one of the things before the draft happened, you and I were doing a show and we made the prediction. I think we both came to the conclusion, watch what the Chiefs do with their first pick, and that is find somebody who is a Tyreek Hill light. And I use the word light because I don't know anybody can be a Tyreek Hill until we see it. But and so the first draft pick is one of those guys that can play all the way from A to Z. And I mean that literally, from a slot A to a Z to a wide to a motion guy to a guy that they can move around. I mean, the whole bit. And that was that first pick. And that was part of putting this all to bed. And it was almost like the Chiefs were saying, we're done with this situation. There'll be no more of this situation. Don't dwell on this situation. This is a situation that is going to be over. And really and truly, when was the last time we remember Tyreek Hill being in the news? Well, it was around draft time. So I don't think it's a distraction at all. I think reality has set in. He is not coming back, at least this year. There's no need to worry about it.
That's interesting. I'm not so sure about that. Here's what I'll say. And even the Tyreek Hills of the world need to know this. You are so much recyclable material in the world of the NFL.
Oh, brother.
I mean, it's the nature of the beast.
It is. You are born
it's the nature
to be
of the beast.
You are born to be replaced. There's no question. And you're exactly right. That is how this thing is working. And he has been – he's out of sight, out of mind. Not to be seen this year. There's nobody going to take him this year, I don't think. Do you?
No. I mean, he's a Chief or nothing this year.
That's right.
So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But I agree. I don't think it's a distraction in the slightest. It really isn't. Fans like to think that it is. Well, I don't think that they like to think it is. I think it's low-hanging fruit. But this is an NFL locker room. And right now you've got 90 guys.
Right.
Nobody cares about Tyreek Hill at this particular point.
That's right.
Nobody.
Yeah.
And Mecole Hardman is getting almost all of the reps at that slot blank receiver where you're moving him around, and he can play a lot of different places on the field. So we'll see what happens. Kansas City gets the draft in 2023. How big a deal is this, Paul?
Well, I think it's a pretty darn big deal, and here's why I think it is a big deal, is because we have seen what can be done with the draft. Oh, sure, we've had them in Philadelphia. Sure, we've had them in New York. And you go into an auditorium, and everybody's rowdy, and they've got their little makeup on, and they got their whatever the gear is for whatever team you're a fan of. But we saw what the potential was of the NFL draft with Nashville just this past year. What they estimate? 250 to 300,000 people came to
600,000.
It was 600
something like that.
Is that right? I'm well off. But
for the whole weekend.
Okay.
For the whole weekend.
There you go. And what an economic boom that was to Nashville, as if they need another economic boom. But the point is that this is huge for Kansas City. So come on, Kansas City. Let's roll out the carpet. Let's have some fun. Let's do some things everywhere around that downtown area and make this a big thing, because this is really a big thing. Now, a few years ago, I'd have said, sure, have it in some big auditorium. You know, so what? You have some people come in and go sit down in their chairs. But this is now a party deal. This is now a huge deal, and it could be huge for Kansas City, particularly for the economic benefit. But, yeah, I like it. I like the way this is working out. I like the draft being a big deal. It's fun. It allows people to express themselves, and I think it's a wonderful thing. And I think it's huge for Kansas City to get that kind of loving at this point, particularly when you got a guy like Mahomes.
Yeah, well, 2023, it's a little down the road, so they've got plenty of time to plan for it. They should get that figured out. I would imagine somewhere down by the train station with the World War One monument, you know, above it or something in that general area. But, where they did the World Series parade, I would imagine. But you got to have enough space now for 250,000 people or whatever, somewhere like that, to show up. I mean, it's become an amazing thing, and it's just another thing that the NFL does right. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, the anticipation and the party that is the NFL draft is second to none. It's absolutely incredible. So.
There's no question about that.
And I think it's going to be good for this.
Yeah.
Good for Kansas City. Really good for Kansas City. Early odds are out from Caesars in Las Vegas. Patrick Mahomes is the early favorite for NFL MVP, slightly ahead of Andrew Luck, Tom Brady, Carson Wentz, Philip Rivers, all at 7-1 in the next group behind them, Aaron Rodgers, and then Baker Mayfield. All quarterbacks. It might be more interesting to try to figure out who the most obvious MVP candidate might be, if there is anyone obvious, outside of a quarterback position, but we'll just play the game. Is Patrick Mahomes he is the odds-on favorite. Should he be?
Well, I guess there's no question he should be. The question is, does he actually win? And MVP is part of expectations, part of team success, there's a lot of things other than just being, you know, a quarterback with great stats, with a great touchdown-to-interception ratio and those kind of things. It also is going to be where your team's been and where your team is going and where your team is headed and how big a part you were of that. I think if I was to have to pick off that list and I was going to put my own money down and taking into consideration the odds, obviously I think there's no question Patrick Mahomes, this might be his particular, this is his award to lose. But the odds reflect that. So you put down $100, you're not going to make that much if he actually becomes MVP. I'm going to take my $100, and I'm going to parlay that in enough to make a house payment. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that $100, and I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield. And why would I go with him? Upgrades to that team, upgrades to that coaching staff, upgrades particularly at receiver. I like the chances of Baker. And part of it, too, is if you've been following the Browns and their situation, what they've been doing, which is kind of interesting, really and truly. I'm not necessarily a Browns fan, but I find it fascinating what they're doing with the upgrades they do. Baker Mayfield is becoming a real leader on that team. He's one of those guys that guys are now starting to look up to. He is a leader by what he does, not just what he says. He is physically putting on good weight. He is showing up for camps. He is showing up for Talkit and Chalkit and all the other stuff going on. And really and truly, I like Baker Mayfield, and partly because of the people that are going to be around him, it's significantly upgraded. How about Baker Mayfield? Am I whistling in the woods there?
I think that's shrewd. I think that's shrewd. I really do. I think that is a shrewd move to go with Baker Mayfield. Sitting there at 9-1 right now.
Right, 9-1.
Because he has one of the highest potentials. Yeah, he has one of the highest potentials for upside. I think that that's a really good point. I think I probably, if you didn't give me Mahomes, and which essentially is what, a 3.5 times return on your money, give me Mayfield over Mahomes anyway from an investment standpoint, even though I think Mahomes is the clear cut favorite.
Right, he
for
is. Oh, of course,
MVP,
he is.
And clear cuts overstating it, but I think he's right there. Yeah, absolutely. But I do like your. So answering the question, I don't even need to ask the question. You're obviously pretty bullish on the Cleveland Browns.
Well, I think I am. As long as everybody stays healthy. Yeah, I guess I am. As a matter of fact, why not? Of course, I've liked Baker Mayfield from the time they drafted him, and I remember with conversations on his draft the year he was drafted, conversations about the guys that were in that draft, and I went with Baker Mayfield as who I would take first, and partly because I've saw Baker Mayfield play how many times as an Oklahoma player in the Big 12. I mean, he's right here.
Sure.
We see him all the time, and several of the other players. You know, I wasn't as familiar visually watching games on television as I was with Baker Mayfield. I kind of lucked into that prediction of saying he would be my number one choice in the NFL draft, and I was right on that, but I was right just because I saw him more than anyone else. But, yeah, there's a lot of good things that could be going on with the Browns. This is not the Browns of old. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm just saying that they're going to be a competitive force in their division. And they could easily make – in fact, I'll say it right now, they make it to the playoffs.
Well, they're the pick of the division, which is stunning when you consider they're in the same division as the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Steelers have Steelers have a set of problems with quarterbacking right now. Roethlisberger has somewhat, I think – just looking behind the scenes, I really don't understand how this works. I think he's lost this team based upon some of the comments that Roethlisberger has made in the past week or so, with statements like, "I'm going to try to be a better leader." I mean, Bruce, when they say "I'm going to," I mean, that statement said a lot, did it not to you as well?
Well, he's trying very hard to turn the tide of some pretty negative statements that were made by Antonio Brown,
yes,
Le'Veon Bell, guys, you know, and just talking about his quote unquote leadership style. Now he's hosting skill players at his lake house in Georgia. So he's trying to do some repair there. That's fine. I mean, good. I can't believe that you have gotten to this point where this many years in, you need to effect these kind of repairs. You should be better than that. But apparently, there were enough things said that he probably came to the conclusion that he needed to do some work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of his remarks about Antonio Brown in particular, about wishing that he hadn't said what he said about Antonio Brown and all of these things, and talking about the friendship that they had and the fact that it's gone now. And Antonio Brown, look, I'm no big Antonio Brown fan, but I get where he's coming from. He just essentially called Roethlisberger out as being two-faced.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, look, and Antonio Brown's got his own issues. But I think it probably underscores to some degree the dysfunctional nature of the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially towards the end of the season when Antonio Brown wasn't showing up but then shows up and thinks he's going to play in a playoff game or in a big game before a playoff game, and you got Roethlisberger taking shots at guys, this, that, and the other thing. It was not a very good locker room for that football team.
Well, I can tell you this right now. I'm going to try to be a better leader on Sports Daily.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because you've really got some personnel issues that you really need to work through a little bit.
I got you.
Let's face it.
Yes.
We're all good.
All right.
When we continue, we're going to get to the Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you each and every day by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. Mariah Lazos is running the show today. Paul Savage, Bruce Hurdle with you. We're back here in a moment.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Having the right tools for a project is the key to productivity. At Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, they have the right tools. Whether you're a contractor, homeowner, or landscaper, they can help you get your spring to-do list done. From small to large projects, they have a large inventory of rental equipment. Don't forget two-for-one weekends, rent Friday and return Monday for a one-day charge. Open Saturday mornings, too. Stop by Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to noon. Call 722-7600 or visit SuperiorRents.com. Superior Rents, tools that work.
Tools that work.
Are you looking to buy a home? If you go to our website at selecthomes.com, you can view every home on the market that is available to purchase in Wichita and the surrounding areas. Hi, this is Carrie DuPont. As owner of Select Homes, a locally owned company, we understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest financial and personal decisions you will ever make in your life. We at Select Homes have buyer's agents available at no cost to you to help you through this buying process. If you are looking to buy a fine home of your dreams, a rental property, or anything in between, we are your team. At Select Homes, we have built our business on 4 points: hard work, integrity, honesty, and trust. And we know that we will find the right home for you. Please give us a call today at 684-0000. That's 684-0000. Check out all the homes in Wichita and surrounding areas available for purchase at our completely remodeled, user-friendly website at selecthomes.com. That's selecthomes.com. And don't forget to follow and like us on Facebook.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue.
Planning an event that has to go off without a hitch? Count on Hog Wild Pit Barbecue to deliver on its promise to show up on time with an accurate order. We're famous for slow smoke, tender meats of the highest quality, but we've got an exceptional reputation for catering too. Hi, I'm Josh Wissing, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 47th and South Broadway. It's my pleasure to organize a catering plan that satisfies both your budget and guests' appetite. Our catering plans support groups of 25, crowds of 200, or parties of 2,500, and are available for pickup, drop-off, or a fully staffed meal service. No matter how you order, trust that everyone at Hog Wild is committed to making the meal a hit. Catering is available at Hog Wild's 6 locations in Wichita, also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Transform your backyard into a beautiful outdoor oasis with All Things Barbecue. Shop the state's largest selection of outdoor furniture. Hundreds of styles, configurations, and colors are ready to take home today. We have the latest in outdoor accessories, including beautiful umbrellas, rugs, and throw pillows. And take the cooking outside and shop grills from Yoder Smokers, Napoleon, and Kamado Joe. Plus, enjoy savings on Clementi Italian Pizza Ovens. All Things Barbecue, 818 West Douglas.
Want to win $1,000? All you have to do is listen and text us a special code word. We do it 12 times a day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. This hour's code word is basket. B-A-S-K-E-T. Basket. Text it now to the short code 72881. Message and data rates apply in this national.